Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to 2 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Boom! What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show! Fox Sports Radio. One more day live from Phoenix, Arizona. The biggest city you didn't know was the biggest city. I'll explain at some point during the show. Welcome in. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio. TireRack.com, we'll get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection. Over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Apparently, we're in the middle of an eclipse. Although, I'm in Phoenix. I see the sun fine. Am I missing something? You guys are going to have to forgive me. I've been completely caught up in all things hoop, and I've been in hoop geekdom, and then hanging out with my son and some friends. How often does this happen? How big an eclipse is it? Can I look at it? Will it burn my irises? I don't actually even know what my iris is. But I'm really confused by it. But I do think that the idea of an eclipse is the perfect analogy. Perfect analogy, because we were told all March, and we keep having it kind of shoved down our throats that you are going to love women's basketball, and you are going to completely dissociate yourself from men's basketball, because men are bad and women are good. That's actually kind of what feels like it's happened. And it's interesting. Like, I don't think the men's ratings are going to be what they normally are on CBS. But the little secret is that, and that's what I love, ESPN is saying, man, look at these ratings for a women's college basketball on ESPN. The game was on ABC. Now, I know it's the same company. I understand. But it's not the same network. And network TV massively outrates cable TV. And, of course, ESPN generally outrates other cable networks on cable. Tonight it's on TBS, the men's national championship. And ESPN is what's known, and cable, that's where you go for sports. That's what we grew up on. And Fox Sports 1 has made a lot of headway, and of course there's other cable networks like TBS that broadcast sports. they're not ESPN, and no one would tell you otherwise. But it's really interesting that while the women had a back-to-back national champion, the men could very well have a back-to-back national championship as well. And we're told this is so much better than what you're going to watch. And I've watched the women's basketball. I was thoroughly entertained by the fourth quarter of the Iowa game in the semifinals against UConn. And I didn't say I didn't think it was a foul. I didn't think it should be called a foul. Yesterday, I was thoroughly entertained by the first quarter of the South Carolina-Iowa game when Caitlin Clark went crazy and had 18 points. But after that, it became pretty obvious that one team, just like LSU last year, was better than Iowa. And that was South Carolina. But I can only surmise that it's this, it's one of those things where when you feel like a second-rate citizen for a long time, and now you get kind of some superior status that you want to make the other side, and for whatever reason it's considered the other side, pay for all the years of holding us down when I don't think men's basketball ever did anything to hold down the women's game. It's just not as popular. Just not as fun to watch. Not as athletic. Not as well played. And I'll be full admittance. I didn't think, you know, a Purdue game is hard to watch. And sometimes tonight will be hard to watch because it's a slugging physical style that Purdue likes to play. And UConn, I think their ratings haven't been great because they're just mollywomping everybody. But that game against Alabama was great. It was a fun watch. Ball was moving. It was awesome. Awesome. And, of course, UConn reigned supreme. I think they won by 16 points at the end of the game. Make no mistake about it. This is a Caitlin Clark was an incredible player, an incredible human interest story, and now she's off to the WNBA to challenge conventional wisdom that are we going to watch women's basketball in the summer when traditionally we have not? We'll see. But there's no greater sign of eclipse than the fact that last night, if you were doing your job, and I was listening to another sports radio network, and I was with a friend, I'm in a car, and I'll say, let's see if they're doing their job. And they were not. Because if you're doing your job, you should lead with John Calipari. John Calipari is in the Naismith Memorial Hall of Fame. He's taken UMass, Memphis, and, of course, Kentucky to Final Fours. He's won a national championship. And he left Kentucky for a conference rival in Arkansas. He did the reverse Coach Sutton, who I played for, who famously left Arkansas and said he would crawl to Lexington for the job. That did not sit well with everybody in Fayetteville. He's since been forgiven, and he's got deity status. But the point is that John Calipari, it's somewhere in the $8.5 million per year, which is actually a raise from what he was previously making. 5 years, $40 million. And at $8 million, he makes in 1 year what very likely all of the SEC women's coaches, including Dawn Staley, who makes $3.2 million, what they all make combined. And why does he make all that money? Because men's college basketball generates that much money, that much attention. Is it as good as it used to be? No. No. I do think that it's on its way back. Remember, you got the elimination of the G League Ignite, and I think you're going to have, I wouldn't be surprised if overtime's the next one to go. Because players can make money in college on their NIL, on pay for play. The level of competition, and next year, Cooper Flagg, if you haven't heard of him, he's 6'10", he's from Maine, he's the best player in America by a mile. So he's 17 years old. He'll be playing in college basketball. Everybody will be paying attention. But last night, if you were doing your job, you should be talking about, can you believe that John Calipari left Kentucky where he was under contract and they would have had to buy him out? Like, there was no firing John Calipari this year because they owed him $33 million. So instead, he's like, ah, you don't want me? I'll go get 40-some-odd million over 5 years somewhere else. That's the story of the day. Sorry, it's not Caitlin Clark. If you're doing your job, it eclipses that story because it's a Hall of Fame coach, one of the absolute iconic and legendary programs, and leaving that program doing the opposite of what most people do. And we can get into the, was Arkansas better off? It could be a win-win-win. Everybody's happy. Kentucky gets a new coach. Arkansas gets a new coach. And all the college basketball coaches are happy because they're all going to get raises because all you got to do is mention someone's name in affiliation with the job and they automatically get a raise. And then, oh yeah, by the way, we got Caitlin Clark. Okay, Jay Stu, help me out here. How often does this eclipse thing happen?
Okay, so I'm on record as being one of the people that have almost zero interest in this. I don't get the fever. So I'm going to hope that Nick and or Sam can fill in the blanks. I think this is the first one since like 2017. Is that right, Cope? What are the details here?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we had one 7 years ago, but this one is a big deal because the next solar eclipse in the contiguous United States, we're not going to have one for 20 more years. So this is the last one we're going to have for some time.
20 more years?
Yeah. August 23rd, 2024 is the next one that'll be over the continental U.S.
2044.
That's awesome. That is incredible. 20 years. Okay, so would it make you stop what you're doing and walk outside and look at it?
If I was in the path of totality, I think yes. If I was in Indianapolis or parts of Texas and Arkansas, but I mean, here in Los Angeles, it was pretty negligible. So I did not stop what I was doing. I drove to work.
Did you guys hear that? He just used path of totality.
That's the term.
Path
a
of
phrase
totality.
You'll never use for another 20 years.
When was, are we going to, like, Nick, I don't know how old you are. Were you alive for Halley's Comet?
I was not. No, I'm 31.
You didn't have to give away your age, but I guess it's just me and you, Jay Stu, huh?
Haley. Yeah, I remember Haley's Comet.
Do you? I mean, Haley's Comet was everything. It was the Caitlin Clark of comets. Haley's Comet came around, man, what year was it? I think, I want to say it came around, what year did it pass through?
86.
Okay, so I was 10 years old at the time, and it was everything. And like, you got to go watch Haley's Comet, because it's like every 74 to 79 years or something, I remember, depending upon its orbit. So there's a chance we get to see Halley's Comet again. Although the next time we could see Halley's Comet, we might not actually be able to see.
It'll be 2061. 2061.
2061. Ah, you know what? I'll make that. Don't you think? 2024, 2061? Yeah, I'll make that.
I've been doing a pretty rigorous multivitamin diet, so probably.
Oh, you've had a lot of lines. That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah, I mean, I'm not truly. What about Sammy Kinsel? Are you
into this? Close enough, though.
Kinsley. I keep doing that. Are you into this? Eclipse thing?
I definitely walked into the hallway and looked outside up at the sky a couple times, like around, you know, 10:30, 11 Pacific time. It looked like a normal day to me, so I just kept on living my life.
Yeah.
Well, it's because you weren't in the path of totality. I mean, obviously.
Not in the path of totality, only in the path of partiality, if that's even a word. And, yeah. But, no, it's fascinating. It's fascinating. I think, if I was in an area where it was at its full effect, I would I'd be into it. But
The path of totality. The path of totality. I think I love that. You know, honestly, everyone, how about this one? Nick Cope, tell me if you like this one. Sammy Kinsley, let me help me if you like this one. Hasn't everybody who's played UConn been in the path of totality?
Yes.
But I will say
they've been covered and smothered, yes.
Yes, and that's what Donovan Klingon tends to do. He tends to block out everything.
Yeah. Tonight at 9:20, Purdue will be in the path of totality.
Totality, yeah.
But you
like
know
that.
Who also casts a path of totality is Zach Edey.
That is a big
dude. That is a gigantic dude. Man,
should be fun.
It will be something. I don't think it'll be fun. Purdue games are not fun. They all look the same. They're all like, was that a foul? Was that not a foul? Gosh, it's like hand-to-hand. It will be something. I'm not convinced it'll be fun.
This is the best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're great. Man, I really hope you're great. The Doug Gottlieb Show, broadcast live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com, hope you get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hey, kids, Daddy's back. You know, it's interesting. I'll go a little personal here. So Thursday is usually actually the first day of like in my life, because, you know, today we're still going to do some college basketball. I still do a streaming show for Stadium podcast stuff too. Sammy, could you crank that down a little bit, bud? Appreciate it. My daughter's. Their 18th birthday is Sunday. And so usually this time I remember that day, and we'll talk about it when we get kind of later in the week, as we get closer to the birthday, I'll tell the story. But it was really interesting that 18 years ago, I remember coming home on like a Thursday, and it was like my first day where all the college basketball stuff was done. I was like, oh God, like I love the sport I cover, but damn, is it a lot. It's a lot. And then it's over and you miss it. And we got Masters getting ready to get underway. And of course, we have then the NFL draft and the NBA playoffs. But whew, it's good to be done. Good to be done. Speaking of done, UConn is done with their path of destruction, with their, what was the term from yesterday's eclipse, guys?
Path of totality.
Path of totality. Path of totality. And the path of totality included Purdue last night. Can you indulge me real quick? Before I get to why I think the world of Danny Hurley, and I'm sure he annoys the crap out of half of you, maybe even most of you. Let me basketball geek out for a second. The reason UConn is back-to-back national champions is because they have three things, maybe four things, that no one else has in combination. Right? There are teams that have great culture. I think Purdue has great culture. But they have really good culture. What does culture mean? Culture is you look at their bench and everybody is engaged. You look at how they play and everybody is intense. They bring a level of intensity and engagement to every game that they play. There's a connectivity to how they play. It's like a symphony. You're like, how do they do? If you look on social media, you can Google, you can search. UConn has this ridiculously long playbook. Huge playbook. Now, there's some tricks to it, right? And when you read it, if you don't know basketball talk, you're like, well, what is that? And, you know, there's horn stagger, dribble away. Okay, well, you get into the horns. Horns is the set. You know, you dribble away. That signifies when you go to the stagger. You just call horn stagger, and then the dribble signifies the play. But whatever. It's a huge playbook. But when you see them doing it, it's like, man, how are they all planning to do all these things? You can't play basketball that way unless everybody knows what they're doing and where they're supposed to be. The reason I love the sport is the same reason I love football. Because you have one ball, but it only works if everybody is doing what they're supposed to be doing on that specific play, and then do it again, and then do it again. And the reason I like it a little bit more than football, there's fewer guys or fewer chess pieces, but there's a continuity to it, back and forth. You can't stop, call a play, stop, call like you can in football. Right? It's harder to communicate. It's like a symphony, and you only get there if everybody is engaged and communicating and has one agenda, and that's agenda is winning and they're competing. But you have to do that in practice every day. You can't just go like, hey, guys, let's mess around all week. But Saturday or Monday, we're going to do it right. No, I love that. So they have the culture. They have talent. And it's a sport where the talent has been depleted. Now, I do think it's going to be refreshed because the G League Ignite has gone away. And I think, I would guess that Overtime Elite will go away as well. And there'll be more guys going to and staying in college, and there'll be more talent. I think that's a good thing. But they have at least three, and I think four, maybe five NBA players in their starting lineup. And Purdue has maybe one. And then they had a great game plan, and they have the ability to adjust in their game plan. Right? Their game plan was, Zach Edey, go ahead. We got a big guy. You score. Okay, fine. You are not going to get three-pointers, and you're not going to get offensive rebounds. And then you had the execution of it. You can say all these things, but then you got to go do it. Meanwhile, Matt Painter, who is a great coach in the culture, in the toughness, and in the engagement, right? And they're fundamentally sound, and they accept their roles, but They don't have the talent. And there was a lack of adjustments to how they were playing. And by that, I mean, when they threw the ball inside to Zach Edey, they just stood there. But that's how they played all year. And they have one guy who cuts. There's something called a split cut. Okay, I'm going to teach you. Sorry, Jay Stu and Muncie and Sam. I'm going to teach you, see if I can verbally teach you a little basketball. A split cut is, and the Golden State Warriors do this as well as anybody. Right? They pass it to Draymond Green in the post. He's not actually, in the old school days or with, you know, with Zach Edey, that guy wants to score. But in new basketball, that's not what it's designed for. It's actually to get the defense to turn their heads and look. Meanwhile, you start moving and cutting, and it flattens out the defense. So a split cut is, I pass to the post, say I'm on the wing, you're in the low post. Whoever's at the top of the key, I go screen for them. And they read their defender. Right? And the screener reads it. So if his man switches, the screener cuts to the basket. If the defender who is guarding the guy at the top chases, you can curl, and that same screener pops. There's all these different reads and cuts. Okay? That's not how Purdue plays. And when you're at an athletic disadvantage, at the, like they were last night, they had no one outside of Braden Smith who could get, ever dribble and get into the middle of the defense, which creates help, which creates open three-point shots. They just stood there, and a team that's one of the elite three-point shooting teams in the country, I think they're third in the country in three-point percentage, they only took seven of them, made one, had three of them blocked. Is some of that talent? Yes. Is some of that the talent on the defense and the size of the defenders, right? Sure. But a lot of that is the inability to adjust to how the team is playing and change your style. And you can't change it in game 40. You could try, but it's really hard. UConn's back-to-back national champions, and it's not just because they have great players and because they have great fan support and they got great history. They're expertly coached. They have great game plans. They're dynamic at both ends. And, oh, yeah, by the way, you can coach all that stuff unless the players are engaged and execute. You can say we want to take away three-point shots and offensive rebounds, but it takes a special group of young men to actually do it. And they did. And now they're two-time defending national champions. And, you know, I've known Danny a long time. Obviously, his dad, my dad was a high school coach, actually started in Jersey. My dad started as a high school coach in Jersey at Fairlawn High School. Do you know who the coach was before him at Fairlawn High School? Hubie Brown. It's a true story. Anyway, so, you know, when you're a coach's son, and his brother was my idol growing up, but there are certain people that fit certain jobs, right? And one of the reasons I love my job is because everybody who I've ever grown up with or played with, they'd be like, look, dude, you're basically, I'm basically on earth and I serve two purposes. One, I can coach and motivate people, especially in basketball, but I can do that. And two, I can talk about sports and have a strong opinion. That's it. And for Danny Hurley, like, look, Danny was always in the shadow of his brother. When you're a coach, you're always in the shadow of your dad. He's a guy who his chili runs hot. And the truth is, he's actually not, like, he doesn't berate his players. His negative energy comes out towards the officials, you know, and all of those facial expressions, all those, but they're not towards his players. That's why it works. Does he coach his players hard? Sure. But he's not berating them on the sideline the way older coaches maybe were. So it's a new way of coaching them hard. Does he coach them hard? Sure. But he said something this past week that I thought was amazing. And he's just like, look, I can be a bit of an a-hole, but it works here. Like, UConn fans, Big East fans, like, they're lunatics. They really think that because UConn's dominated the last two NCAA tournaments, that somehow St. John's should have played in the NCAA tournament. That doesn't make any sense. None. Zero. Nada. You know? There is no true correlation there. They're insane. They're intense. And if you say something about their own conference, they will fight you. But it all works. And so, like, the Kentucky job's open. And he could probably go 1.5 to 2x of what he's making at UConn. He's making, like, $5 million. And they'll probably pay him $10 million. And think about it. Like, you sit there and you were, 15 years ago, you were a high school assistant coach. You know, 10 years ago, you're the head coach at Wagner, then at Rhode Island. And hey, man, you could make $70 million over 7 years, $80 million over 8 or 9 years. And that's, by the way, the starting point. If you win, you could make $100 million in 10 years, $100 million, life-changing money. Now, you're already making close to life-changing money anyway. But man, there are who you work for, who you work with, and where you fit. And Danny Hurley, who played in the Big East, who grew up in Jersey City, who's the other brother to the greatest college point guard in my generation. Right? Because it's UConn, and UConn wasn't royalty for a long time, even in the old Big East. That was Georgetown. That was Syracuse. It was only after Georgetown fell that UConn kind of picked up the mantle. It's only after St. John's fell that UConn lifted up. And then when UConn left the league, that's when Villanova rose up. But man, don't leave some, if you can make it work financially, and I think for $5, $6 million, we can all make it work. You go somewhere you fit, don't ever leave that place. Because I can tell you, there have been places where I fit. I mean, like, look, Notre Dame, I didn't fit. Square peg, round hole. Oklahoma State, I did. And when I was at ESPN, I fit. Now, ESPN's kind of changed and evolved. Maybe I don't now. CBS didn't feel like it fit. Different style. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with Notre Dame. Doesn't mean there's anything wrong with CBS. Just that's not me. You don't look at it and say, that makes sense. Fit is so much of, well, it's kind of everything. And Danny Hurley fits UConn. And he's running the best program in the country. And because he has the best coaching combined with the best culture and better players than the opponent, they now have not one, but two consecutive national titles and six overall. Incredible. Incredible.
This is the best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hey, what up with you? Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. I hope you're great. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com. When we get there, unmatched selection, fast, free shipping. Free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Okay, so I guess there's good news for Shohei Ohtani, as his interpreter has worked out a plea deal with multiple federal crimes. So here's what they found, that his interpreter had lost $40 million in illegal gambling for $40 million. Who has the details? Ilo? Ilo, you got the details?
Oh, do I have details?
Okay, go.
All right, so his net losses
were $41 million. So the amounts that he wagered and won were in the hundreds of million dollars. Now, among other details in the complaint, it alleges that in February...
Wait, hold on.
Mizuhara, not Ohtani.
I know. Slow down here. Okay, so he won hundreds of million dollars, but he lost $40 million?
Yeah, so his net losses were $41 million.
So his gross winning was over $100 million.
Mm-hmm.
But his net losses, so he must have lost like 150 and won 110,
yeah.
Right? Am I doing the math correct?
I can find it for you specifically, okay. But yes.
What in the hell? those are crazy numbers. Okay, keep going. What else they find?
All right, among other things, the complaint states an anecdote from February of 2022. Mizuhara falsely identified himself as Ohtani over the phone and claimed to the bank that he was attempting to wire money to an individual who turned out to be the bookmaker for a car loan. And the complaint notes that the caller spoke fluent English and that Ohtani, of course, does not speak fluent English. Now, the tale of the tape. During a 25-month period, just over 2 years, Mizuhara placed 19,000 wagers. So his total losing bets, $183 million. His total winning bets, therefore, $142 million. And that's how you get the net loss of $41 million.
Is there any proof that Ohtani, I know they're saying like there's no proof that he knew anything about it, but is there any proof that he knew nothing about it?
There's zero evidence that he knew anything about it. And also what's notable, according to the Department of Justice, none of the wagers were on baseball out of 19,000.
All right, Jay Stu, you're a cynic about just about everything. No, I'm not saying anything.
You're not.
And he'll admittedly so. And the Dodgers are your team, but you're super cynical about this. What do you think?
Well, I think another detail that I'm not sure if I will also said that, you know, they're working on a plea deal. This is going to get pled out before any discovery, before any trial, before the public knows the details of this. So the information we're getting is strictly what the feds are choosing to give us. Okay. And what they've concluded is that Ohtani knew nothing about it. I don't know, as to your point 30 seconds ago, Doug, they can't prove that he did not know about it. They can't prove that he did know about it. You can't prove a negative. I think a lot of people have a lot to lose in this. Major League Baseball, by extension, the American economy, for this to be kind of dismissed and someone be a fall guy for this, to just make it go away and plead it away, I think is in everyone's best interest. The story doesn't add up. From the very beginning, this doesn't add up. And the conclusion the feds made today.
Tell me why it doesn't add up.
Yes.
Tell me why it doesn't add up.
Okay. The day of the South Korea series, opening day, essentially, the translator agreed to a 90-minute sit-down with the investigative unit at ESPN, where he disclosed all of this gambling information, his losses, and that his friend Shohei Ohtani knew about the bets and chose to cover $4.5 million in debt. He chose to give that interview by somebody's authority, and then he went into the Dodgers clubhouse and told them the exact same story, including the ownership group in the locker room. He told that exact same story where Ohtani is very aware of all this. And then 3 hours later, we find out that Ohtani's lawyers say that he was robbed and that he had nothing to do with this, that he had no knowledge of this. So if you give that context, I believe the first story. I really do. I just don't believe the way the story changed. I don't believe the current story. And the fact that this is being pled away and we're never really going to know the story unless somebody does some good investigating, I still am skeptical about this, the entire thing.
You don't think anybody's going to do deep investigation?
I hope they do. I hope somebody does their job and goes above and beyond what the feds have determined here.
Okay, but what if we start with the realization don't you think that the feds, if they found Ohtani linked at all, that we'd know about it?
Maybe.
Like, this has always been my thing with the conspiracy theorists in the NBA. You know, conspiracy theorists everywhere. Like, nowadays, it's really, really hard to hide something. Right? Because you have public, what's it called, where you get public records? You have these acts where you can go.
Freedom of Information.
Freedom of Information Act. Right? With Freedom of Information Act, I don't see that there's any way that they can hide. I would, while there won't be a lot of people, there's got to be somebody out there that would like to see him exposed, if possible. If there's any exposure, I feel like it will come to light.
Well, think about that. The account was Ohtani's account, right?
Yes. But
reading this, it sounds like the translator just broke into his account and then took off the notifications that he was out this money. So there is a link to Ohtani, a direct link to Ohtani, but the only thing that we can't prove or disprove is that there was communication between the two about it. And I don't know if that'll ever come out. But I will say this. I don't know if Ohtani ever made the bets. I don't know if he ever, he obviously didn't bet on baseball, so we're cool. But I think he was very aware of his friend's gambling addiction and very well aware of the bets. And I think Ohtani did do the bets. I think he was in on the bets. Like, hey, put $100,000 on Iowa on Monday night. You know, it's. I think he was aware of all of that.
You think he knew that he was betting over $100 million?
He shouldn't. Well, I don't know. I don't know about that. But 19,000 bets by your best friend, your closest manager. I just can't see this being kept from him.
Do you know who's your closest friend who you don't? Not your girlfriend. Who's your closest friend?
Let's see. Maybe a guy named Pete.
All right. Does Pete gamble on sports?
Sure.
Do you know how much he gambles on sports?
I don't. No. But I definitely am told,
Sam,
that he bets
Sam,
a lot.
Do you, who's your best friend?
Thomas.
Thomas?
Yes.
Doesn't go by Tommy?
He goes by Tom now. I still call him Thomas because we've been friends for a long time.
Thomas.
Yeah.
Thomas bet on sports?
No.
Thomas married?
No.
Do you know who Thomas's girlfriend is?
Yes, Dr. Ann. Love Dr. Ann.
Okay. How much do you know about his personal life?
Quite a bit.
All right. How in depth, though?
We talk probably once a week.
I'm not saying you don't talk.
Could he hide something like that from me?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Oh, I totally disagree.
He's just very transparent as a person.
People
can keep secrets. Yeah.
And again, it's not that you're keeping secret about gambling. Now, part of this is, did you guys see in the introductory press conference how somebody asked how they met? And they joked about it being at
a gambling bender in Vegas.
Right. And they both laughed about it. My guess would be that Ohtani knew he liked to gamble. And part of it is, and we talk about this all the time, culturally in Japan, gambling is a much more everyday part of lives. Like, it's not as looked as nefarious terms as it is here. Every culture looks at things differently. It's one of the things that we have a tough time as Americans is we want people to absorb what we believe our way of life is the way of life. But we don't, there's lots of context that we don't understand. You know, lots of context that we don't understand. And in Japan, I've been told that the Japanese culture, gambling's a much bigger part of their culture than it is in ours. In Hawaii, you know, I have a couple of dear friends who have lived in Hawaii. And I've always asked, like, why isn't gambling allowed in Hawaii? And they're like, because Hawaiians love to gamble. They're like, okay, that doesn't make any sense, right? If they love to gamble and you could create more revenue for the government, like, yeah, the fear is that in Hawaii, if they legalize gambling, everybody will go broke. Everybody will go broke. So there's different cultures, and those cultures look at gambling very differently. So I think it's reasonable to go, hey, Ohtani knows my man likes to bet and bet a lot. But I can't think that those numbers, I can't think that he knew that.
Do you think that somebody who makes, I think they said his salary was $500,000. Do you think that a guy with that much salary could make $150 million in bets?
Wait a minute. The translator's salary was $500,000?
Yes.
I've heard that in the past.
Man. Yes. Well, here's what, Ilo, you're parachuting into. We've actually done segments on, doesn't he have the greatest job of all time?
Yeah, I'm going to go download right? Rosetta Stone.
He gets to go to baseball games and, like, he gets to hang out with his best friend in the clubhouse every day and help him with an interview every now and again.
The Angels called him the 26th man. He was everywhere with Ohtani. That's why all this is a little shady to me.
Well, by the way, just on that point, I'm going to read you guys a passage about that directly from the DOJ complaint.
By the way, when I hear passage, I do feel like it's the Bible, but go ahead.
Ohtani's agent was aware of the account in question and asked Mizuhara on multiple occasions about the account. Mizuhara told the agent the account was private and that Ohtani did not want anyone else to monitor that account. The agent stated he did not confirm these representations directly with Ohtani, but stated he had no reason not to believe Mizuhara.
You don't buy that?
I just think that the translator has agreed to be the fall guy, and he's absorbed all of this. So even that recap, that's one person's
if it's
account.
Not the translator, then Shohei Ohtani has a massive gambling problem. Right?
I think they both do. I think they both.
But again, what you're saying is, if it's not the translator, Shohei Ohtani has a massive gambling problem. And massive gambling problems don't just go away. You don't just go like, oh, I'm going to cut cold turkey. Doesn't happen with drinking, doesn't happen with drugs, doesn't happen with sex, doesn't happen with any of these things. It doesn't just go away because you got scared straight. And there would be, I understand it's technically under his account, but there would be, somebody would know something, and people don't keep their mouth shut anymore. Like, I don't know if you've heard, Lebatard did a thing a long time ago on Tiger Woods, on how Tiger Woods grew up in one era, and then that era changed. He grew up in the era where Michael Jordan, Charles Barkley, all the big stars, whatever, that he was around, could do whatever they wanted in their personal lives, and nobody bothered. And then that all changed, and we suddenly, you know, collectively started grasping at our pearls. And when he got outed, other things changed. Our societal view of marital infidelity had changed dramatically. So it didn't make what he did better or worse or whatever. It's just before, you know, Babe Ruth, the famous womanizer and like to drink and like these things, they were like, we usually never mention them because it was their personal life. Now it became very, very public. Right. And so with that in mind, I believe with all these things being public, I know that Shohei was a mysterious character. Like no one knew anything about Shohei. So it's very possible that this is who he really is. It's also possible to think that he got conned by a con man. That who would think your best friend is capable of this? It's a great question, and I don't know the answer to.
How about this angle? And this is a theory out there that was started by me. think about the deferment plan. Think about the deferment. Remember, the Dodgers were surprised because the agents came to the Dodgers with that deferment plan. You know, Shohei's going to get the bulk of the money at the very end of this contract. And I was thinking, if you have a gambling addiction, and your agent
keep
knows
the money
you have
from
a
you?
Gambling addiction, the deferment plan is a perfect way of disciplining that addiction. We're not going to give you the bulk sum. We're not going to give you the equal payments now because you're going to gamble it all away. You have 10 years to clean up your act, and then you get $700 million at the end.
Do you ever believe in the good in people?
He works in sports radio.
I'm a skeptic for sure, but I like to think about these things.
Okay. I mean, listen, Scott Drew did stay at Baylor for less money than going to Kentucky. Like it does. There are good people who do good things, and there are people that get snookered, right? Like con man wouldn't be able to be con man if all of us were in on the cons.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.